Hey guys, welcome to another East Coast Rams podcast. I am your co-host Ashton here with my awesome co-host Zach. Zach, who said the offseason was very uneventful? The Rams have had a lot of events, and unfortunately, we'll just go straight into it. This has been a day that a lot of fans, not just us, have been hoping, really, really depending on not coming anytime soon, and it came today. We'll go into everything. We were dreading it. I think we have said a few times on the pod that the day he retired, we would be emotional. It would be a sad day, a hard day, as not a fan, but as a like a human being, because you do form somewhat of a bond with these players. Aaron Donald is retired. He is gone into the sunset. I know some people are saying he'll come back or something. Like, guys, he's retired. He's earned it. Zach, what's your raw reaction?
I'm not going to lie. This has been a bad week just in general. And I feel like, you know, each day, and this is nothing really to do with the Rams, but like personally, it just felt like each day had its own like rip the Band-Aid moment. And today was just like, felt like icing on that cake. You find out while I'm getting lunch is that you're, you know, the best defensive player of all time, if not the best NFL player of all time, who's on your team, officially retires. And it is just a sad, sad day for the Ramley. 10 years. I mean, he has put everything into this organization. He's put his body into everything that he does. So it is very disappointing to see him go. How are you feeling about everything?
When I started watching the Rams in 2016, he was the first player, just the way he spoke, the way he acted, the professionalism, just his attitude towards life. It really pressed upon me because at that time, I was in the beginning stages of my career. We're similar age. He's like a year or two older than me. So it's just to look at where he came from and where he ended up and the work he put in. Just for me, he's like someone I look up to, not just because he's great, but because of the player he was. It was because of the person he was. Just amazing guy, amazing player, and he deserves all the accolades and praise. To do what he did at his position at this point in time in the NFL when linemen are the strongest and biggest they've ever been in NFL history, We see it day to day. Like, some people only got to see it once or twice every few years. We saw it every game on display and outside of like one or two games. And it was special. And I'm happy I got to watch in person a few times and cherish it. And it's going to suck referring to him in past tense.
It's going to be weird. I mean, it's truly going to be weird. I mean, we have seen Aaron Donald play with the Rams since 2014. I mean, really, in the only year that he kind of, I would only say he dipped, was kind of in the 2022 season when he had an injury. You know, he was rookie of the year, defensive rookie of the year in 2014. Eight first-time All-Pro, Pro Bowler in every single season he was in, including that 2022 season that he was injured. Three times defensive player of the year. And don't forget, he's the Super Bowl champion. Been to the Super Bowl two times officially and one winning. So this, and all with the Rams, which is a very rare instance. It's not something that most players can say, that they spent their whole career with the team that they were drafted and they won a Super Bowl and he got to retire with them. So it's just some accolade that, you know, not many people are going to be able to get to that level. And Aaron Donald, he is one of a kind. There is nobody out there who's going to be in his same caliber for a very long time. I mean, he really screwed up our schedule today. I mean, we had lots of different plans that we thought we were going to talk about. Instead, we're going to have to break things up into two videos. But like, we want to dedicate this whole time to Aaron Donald because
he
deserves everything.
Yeah, that next video is going to be a lot of fun. Talking about the GOAT, because he deserves his own video, because no lie, Zach, there are not many players in NFL that you can go on tape and see four people, in his case, guarding him, covering them. And like, I don't want to get into the whole debate, is he the greatest of all time? Because I think that's irrelevant. He is one of the greatest players to ever played. And I think that statement, anyone who disagrees with that just doesn't watch tape. We don't say that about every player. Like, Zach, me and you are not saying that about Tutu Atwell. So it's like, this guy was nuts. The stuff he did was nuts every game. And his attitude and his philosophy, how he took work and how he took his professional skill set, was part of the reason he was so elite. Let's talk about the draft, Zach. And you comment, how many doubters did he have going into that draft? Probably a ton. Drafted 14th overall.
I mean, he was called undersized. He was told he was undersized. He was probably going to be a backup role. There was lots of things that they said about him. But he proved them wrong. He put in the effort. I mean, I was going through Jordan Rodrigue's kind of notes today about him and kind of how she learned from watching Aaron Donald just in her even initial year there. And he just puts in the work. He's there before everybody else. He puts in the extra time. You will see no one do more than Aaron Donald. He's just been that. He's been kind of a silent leader. Obviously, in the end of the 2021 season, he needed to be a vocal leader, but he was also that silent leader. He was the lead person who could push that defensive front to be better than what they were or what they are, and always try to be better than themselves. And so that's just who Aaron Donald was. And people slept on him, and they were proven wrong. The Rams continue to do this. They find gems. They find these people that they know that they have better talent than what's written on paper. And Aaron Donald is just that top tier person that you can say that to.
Yeah. And I think you really have to look at the combination of his size, his speed, and his ability to study film, study tendencies, and like all those things combined, his effort, his love. And you said it perfectly. Like, he was a silent leader. He let his actions speak for themselves, and the results spoke even louder. So yeah, it's just, he is such a great, amazing player in person. He will be missed. I always loved watching his interviews because his humility, like, you could see he was just happy to be there. He was definitely not someone to kind of like peacock it and try to like be performative. And not saying we don't like those players. We do. Like, that's fun to watch. But Aaron Donald was all about the professional business, getting his job done and being great at it day in and day out.
Yeah, exactly. And you could even look at his quote that he said. I mean, he said throughout his career, this is him quoting, "Throughout my career, I have given everything to football, both mentally and physically. 365 days a year was dedicated to becoming the best possible player I could be. I respected the game like no other, and I'm blessed to be able to conclude my NFL career with the same franchise that drafted me." I mean, that just tells you he put everything into this game. But at the same time, he focused on his family. His family was everything to him. And he showed that, you know, once the season ends, he dedicated that time with his family. We didn't see a whole lot for a few weeks because he wanted to dedicate that time. His family was always with him, always at the games, always supporting him. And now he's able to go off and to support his family and to be able to watch their dreams come true because they were able to watch his dreams come true. So it's just, again, it's a good story. It's a fun story, you know, to watch him be who he was. So it's just, it's just awesome.
Yeah. From McVay, he said, "I will forever cherish the memories we made and will always be grateful for how he poured everything into his, into this game and into our team. He's meant a lot to me personally and to my family. There will never be another Aaron Donald." And that's from Sneed. Yeah. Like, there won't ever be, you can't replace them. Like, guys,
no,
they can't just draft another Aaron Donald. They're going to have to completely rework the defense, the defensive scheme, which is a challenge. And I'm interested to kind of see the direction Shula takes it. But yeah, Zach,
The one good thing is that Aaron Donald has been training the current defensive line. I mean, you look at, you know, Kobe Turner. Yeah. Kobe Turner is now doing those you know, knife block moves that Aaron Donald was doing, you know, the past few years. Like, Aaron Donald is giving his torch to this new group. And I think that Aaron Donald is ready. He's ready to pass that torch down. You know, we all think that 2024, 2025 are going to be the open seasons for the Rams to win another Super Bowl. Without Aaron Donald, it does feel like a bigger hill to climb to get back to that promised land. But again, I think Aaron Donald's doing this for the right reasons. He's doing this for his family. He knows the team can be successful without him. And so I think this is the right move for the right time. It's going to suck for us. It's going to be sad. We're all going to be disappointed. But we will not be disappointed when we go to SoFi and see that big statue in front of SoFi Stadium, when they hang his jersey, because, you know, I don't think anybody else can wear 99 as a Ram. Uh-huh. I mean,
yeah, that
is a cardinal sin now, to wear 99 in the horns.
Yeah, they will definitely kind of remove that jersey number, retire it. It'll be interesting debate what the statue is of. For Aaron Donald, like, what I'm personally of the mindset, it should be Ring Me. That's my favorite. There's a few other
iconic ones
that
it's iconic.
Yeah, it definitely.
We could have more than one too. We could put a couple around SoFi Stadium. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Talking about iconic, Zach, what are some of your favorite Aaron Donald memories? Can you go through those for us?
There are so many memories that I have of Aaron Donald. There's so many. I mean, the more recent ones come to mind. I mean, you kind of look at, you know, the beginning of the season where he's going after Geno Smith, and, you know, there's that good clip of him just yelling, "Oh my God." And it's like, you know, him being charged and they picking that up on the broadcast was delightful. You know, just being able to see him in person. When I went to the Colts game, I got to be like 10 feet away from him, and just to see his size and see his physicality and the way he moves. Always fun. And obviously, you know, him getting to, you know, after the Bengals game this past season, it was a rough loss, something that they should have won. But just being able to, at the very end of the game, just kind of like point to my hat, which I don't have it on me, but I had a Ring Me pin. I pointed to it. He smiled. You know, just to see that joy that, you know, it's still something that he's going to think about and always have a smile to his face, and always to connect him, obviously, with the Rams and with LA and even St. Louis. So those are a few of my favorite memories. I mean, there's so many. Just, you know, seeing him take out, you know, Jimmy G quite a few times a few years ago, discussion for the next pod. But there's been so many things that have been great to watch. Anything that stands out for you?
I love that one sack he got on Kyler Murray, where Kyler Murray was scurrying around like for his life, so afraid. And they had a funny exchange on Twitter, which was just hilarious. I also love some of the D linemen for the Rams responding to the "you're promoted" clip, like, "you're my special position." Yeah. Now, and Bobby Brown replied to that, so that was very funny. And, you know, they're gonna have to grow. I would also say, like you said, Jimmy G getting that sack on him in the conference championship, that game always felt like we were going to lose it until the fourth quarter. And he willed that defense to get those stops. People forget the 49ers moved very easily in the first half.
Very easily.
He was the difference. He was the difference in that game. He was the difference in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So you just got to be thankful. He was a big part of our run, big part of the franchise, turning it around from being a joke. Because when I became a fan, Zach, 2016, I thought I was not going to have to worry about it, the team being good at all. I was just more looking to get into football and have fun. And I did not take the team seriously until he started turning around, and he was a big part of that.
Yeah, and we didn't really even talk about his kind of stats. I mean, if you look at Donald's final season, he had 23 QB hits, 16 tackles for loss in those 16 games. 8 sacks, if I didn't say that. I mean, Aaron Donald kind of ending his career with 150 games, starting games, 111 sacks, 176 tackles for a loss, 260 QB hits, and 24 forced fumbles. He appeared in 11 playoff games, 2 Super Bowls, 34 tackles in the postseason, 19 solo, 6 sacks, 10 sacks for loss, 51 pressures, and 16 quarterback hits. It was funny. Did you see what the Rams posted as far as like the QBs and how many sacks he
Wilson has the most.
Wilson has the most, and then Murray has second most. But I thought it was very interesting that Stafford was on the list. Third. Was third with 6.
Yep.
So again, it was just kind of funny.
That says more about the Lions' line at that time.
It does, but in that 10-year period, I mean, he only had to play against the Lions for 8 of those 10 years, and he got 6 sacks on them. So on him. So I think that's just funny too to kind of bring that kind of first circle.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we're gonna miss him. It's gonna be one of those. It's going to be weird not seeing him on the field this whole season. So kudos to him. Big shout out to him and what he's going to do in the future. He has his 8099 Solutions Foundation. If you feel inclined to donate to that, feel free to do so for that. I know I made a donation kind of in his, you know, retirement honor. So it's a really good foundation helping kids. If you want to do that, you can do so as well. Ashton, is there anything else you want to say about Aaron Donald before we wrap up this specific episode of the East Coast Rams pod?
Man, I'll miss him. I'll miss his attitude. I'll miss just being able to watch him. And guys, these good players, you got to cherish every game because all it takes is one snap. And it can be taken away from you. And
players don't stay on the same team forever. I mean, most players don't stay for 10 years with the same team and you know, then retire as that team. So honored that Aaron Donald never left us. He showed his loyalty and his honor to the team and to the organization. So appreciate it.
And they treated him in response. Good. This team doesn't treat every player the way they should. We're a very player focused podcast, but man, they did right by him. And you know, he earned it.
Very much so. So that's going to wrap it up with this episode of the East Coast Rams podcast. Please make sure you check our next podcast, which should be coming up momentarily after this podcast. We actually break down the 2024 free agency frenzy of the Rams because, aside from last year, they actually did stuff this year, whether we really like it, which most of the stuff I think we do really like, and maybe something that we don't like. So make sure that you are following us on X at East Coast Rams. You can follow us on YouTube, youtube.com/@EastCoastRams. That's where you'll find the video version of this podcast. That's where you can see our faces. If you can see them right now, it's probably because of YouTube. So please make sure that you like this video, subscribe to our channel, make sure you hit that notification bell so that you can always get the latest episode when it gets posted. You can also find us on Threads, and you can find us on Instagram and things like that. Don't want to aside those, but the X and YouTube are probably the two biggest platforms that we post the most on. Ashton, you can find him at RamFanAshton1. You can find me at Zach Mayer on X. And with that, we will see you on the next pod.